Look, I told you every fight song's good.
It
This
is.
one is so well
Great
known.
fight
This is
song.
Michigan State's fight song. Even when we're here at Grand Valley State, we have to talk to our guy, Tom Izzo, head men's basketball coach at MSU. Good morning, Tom.
I'm here, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Good to hear you. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, excellent. Okay, good. Are you ready for the regular season to begin here versus Colgate? We've got November 3rd, your tip-off.
As Steve Courtney would say, the Raiders!
Coach, are you there?
We lost them?
All right, oh, we're
working
we lost
on getting them back.
Okay.
Okay, well.
You know he's never that quiet.
Right, yeah.
No. And I have some G League questions for him I want to bring up.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. He'll know what I mean when we get to that. But I was going to start with the tip-off. Are you there, Coach?
Guy's back. Yeah, I don't know if you cut me off or I cut you off. But
we would never cut you off.
We would never do that, Coach.
Well,
I
would never do that to you. Let's blame me. I'm in this season where I'll get blamed for a lot of things for the next time. Let's call it the phone, too. All right, guys?
You do that a lot, though. You'll come up to the podium and be like, this is on me. This is on the coach.
Oh, sometimes I do. I mean, I'm not perfect either. Just ask my wife. I mean, you know, a long way from it. So how are you guys doing? I hear you're at Grand Valley. How cool is that?
We are.
We're at Grand Valley. We're on our 2025 college tour, so we get to sample a little flavor from everywhere, every corner of the state. And we've got some great institutions.
Don't tell me you're going to Michigan or Michigan Tech sooner or later.
We are not,
no.
But we are going to Michigan State on Thursday.
We'll be in your territory.
And I think
on Thursday.
You should join us in person on Thursday.
I probably will, but I want to know if you're going to get 25 universities or 20. How come you're not going up and to God's country and really making a crack?
You know, gas is expensive these days, Coach. I don't. You know, it's tough sledding out here. But yeah. Your season starts a week from today. What is this? What does the preparation look like, both from a coach's perspective, from a player's perspective, as you're getting ready for the season to start?
Well, I think every coach would admit it's a lot more difficult the last 2 years, because now this transfer portal has gone so crazy that, like we leave today to play UConn tomorrow. They're ranked fourth in the country, and yet you know very little about them because. Danny's got a good program. He's got some culture like we do or Purdue where there's not a lot of transfers. So you can kind of look at last year's and figure them out. But most of the teams we play early are, you know, you're saying, man, it's going to take a couple of weeks to figure out how good anybody is or not just because you don't know them like you used to over the years.
Coach, you've had a chance to get a good look at your team early on. What's the biggest thing you've learned about this group so far?
You know, I'm starting to like my team more and more. It reminds me a little bit of last year's team in some ways. I think we're very, very close-knit, and that culture is created by the four or five guys that have all started that are back. They haven't started consistently, but Carson Cooper and Jackson Kohler and the big guys have really helped the younger guys, and, of course, with Jeremy and Cohen Carr, they've helped the older guys. We've had guys – Jesse McCullough and Kurt Tang, who've been in the program. So we got six or seven guys and a couple freshmen come in and two transfers. So at least we have some veterans that know the culture here that have passed it along. And I think that's helped a little bit. We still have some question marks, mostly at the two-guard spot. You know, Kurt Tang is a guy that's a freshman that's coming in. He's a sophomore now, but I mean, he didn't play hardly at all last year. And the scoring guard, and not only who can score it, but who can defend is going to be the big question.
Has there been a surprise for you, a guy who's come into his own quicker than you thought he would?
You know, I've been surprised. I've been impressed by all four of our guys that have played a lot of minutes here, and that's the two big guys. And of course, Cohen and Jeremy's improved a lot. And I think part of it was, you know, after the injury, he missed last summer, most of last summer. And you get a summer under your belt like he did this summer, and it helps. And but I think all those guys have made some improvement. I don't know if anybody's shot out of the cannon here, so to say, but I'm pleased with the progress we're making, and yet I think we got a long way to go, which is what you should. And after I play tomorrow night, I'll know how far along to go, because I think we're playing one of the top teams in the country.
I just wanted to ask you, just outside of your team, if you're going to open up a G League scouting service for the Big Ten or anything like that.
hey, no, I gave my 2 cents on that. And now of all the people that I got to deal with, Jamie, now I got you asking me questions. I'm not gonna open it up. I hope people don't misconstrue half what I said. I mean, I'm just more upset about the lack of communications with everybody, and makes you wonder what kind of rules are being made and who's making them, because so many people don't know, and yet that's one of the problems we have right now. But listen, I tell you who I'm sticking up for. Sticking up for the college guys that are the high school guys that are trying to get a college scholarship, because it's everybody's dream. And they deserve a chance, and the guys that are here deserve a chance to grow in a program, not be under fire every day. You see what's happening now with coaches. That was all predicted. People paying money are going to be upset if their teams don't do as well, but everybody's paying money. So it's not like anybody has an advantage over anybody, but we're firing coaches like we're eating M&Ms. And that's not only not good for the coach, which nobody would agree with because they make money, but how about the players that are here that have chosen a school because they love that school, they love that coach, all of a sudden he's gone.
Right.
Now it creates a whole other set of problems. I call a lot of these things, Jimmy, unintended consequences when we make decisions with people that aren't down in the basement with us to figure out what can go right and what can go wrong with the decisions that are made.
Well, look, we need voices like yours because Coach, seriously, the game is evolving.
Makes a lot of sense to me.
It's changing, and it, you know, it's a different world than it was 10 years ago. Obviously, you know that, but you know, it's just a different landscape, and it's, you know, it's changing things for the viewer. It's changing things for the fans, and certainly your
and
players, like
kids.
You mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what gets underlooked is the players. I mean, you know what, guys? There's been a million changes in life. I mean, we've changed throughout my whole life. But really, the brass tacks are the brass tacks, you know? You still got to be a good person. You still got to be a good student. You still got to be accountable in life, you know, whether it's legally or illegally. You know, there's still things that haven't changed. And if you guys don't watch it, you're younger than me, you're going to get called old school like I do. It's not old school, like I said. It's right. It's the right way to do things. Are there adjustments? Of course there's adjustments. There's always going to be. But are we all of a sudden supposed to have no rules? I don't see that.
Well, we appreciate talking to you about all of the topics when it comes to the NCAA and your team. We're excited for this season. Good luck as you leave for your next game and Colgate on November 3rd.
Well, I appreciate it, guys, and I wish that when you're driving back from Grand Valley, you'd give a chance, a little thought, to really being really good. You got Lake Superior, Northern Michigan, Michigan Tech up above the bridge, and WJR and U3. You should do it just for the sake of bringing that up there and bringing them down here. So I'm
put that on
a billboard. On you guys. Yeah, let's do that.
Low pressure.
You guys
right,
have
well,
a
we...
good time at Grand Valley. I love it over there. It's
thanks,
great.
Coach.
All right,
we
thanks,
put
Coach.
Pressure on him. He puts pressure
that's
on
right.
us. That's our relationship. We love it. All right, coming up, we're sticking with sports, talking Lions with Lomas Brown at 8:35.